9 days for the presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM, live on myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions. We are on Amenuveve FM in Aplao, Ganga FM in Jirapa, ATL FM in Cape Coast. We're live on X Spaces. We're on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrol Soul Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams. This afternoon, NPP flag bearer Dr. Mahmoud Balmia files nomination for the presidential race, awaiting clearance by the Electoral Commission, which has formed two committees to verify the eligibility of all aspirants.
The checklist will guide the scoring and awarding of marks by teams established by the Commission to scrutinize and review each nomination form submitted.
The NPP candidate is already preaching peace ahead of the polls.
What we are trying to do is to help uplift our country. We don't want to tear down our country.
We're live at the EC's headquarters as the NDC candidates also get set to submit their nomination forms. Also, Attorney General vows to go after persons involved in illegal mining, as he says 76 persons have so far been convicted for their role in Galamse, with 850 persons currently on trial.
From August 2021 to date, at least 76 persons, including 18 foreigners, have been convicted. Currently, over 140 cases of illegal mining involving over 850 accused persons have been prosecuted in court in the Western, Eastern, Ashanti, Greater, and Upper East regions of Ghana.
We have details from the 2024 annual bar conference in Kumasi, where the Chief Justice says she hopes there will be no election petition after the 2024 polls.
Further amendments of the Supreme Court rules CI-16 to improve the time frame for hearing of any presidential election petition, which I hope will not occur, is also in progress.
Also in this package, church leaders unite in battle against illegal mining following fiery call by former Ghana Pentecostal Council president for the resignation of the Lands and Natural Resources Minister.
Wicked leader!
Now we are having children with two heads. Look at the way church is quiet about this menace.
When you speak like I'm speaking, immediately you are branded because somebody was not happy. But beloved, we can't all shut up.
Details of that and more. We have sports.
Ghana faced Niger in their second AFCON 2025 qualifier.
And we highlight the plight of young girls in the Mpatano community in the Western region, dropping out of school due to the long walking distances and giving rise to teenage pregnancies.
I wanted to be a nurse, but when I look at my situation now, I can't be a nurse anymore.
We have that and more in this afternoon's edition of the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. Please do stay on for details. This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. We start off from the election headquarters.
Election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
And this afternoon, the Electoral Commission has set up two committees to scrutinize the nomination forms of presidential aspirants and establish their eligibility for the nation's top job. Though the 1992 Constitution narrows down the eligibility to only 40 years and above and of sound mind, the EC has other criteria that must be met. This morning, the NPP's flag bearer, Dr. Mahmoud Balmia, was the first to file his nominations. We'll get to hear from him shortly, but first listen to the EC chairperson, Jean Mensah, setting down the rules.
Regulation 7 of CI 127 enjoins a presidential candidate to complete and sign 4 copies of the nomination forms. Additionally, the forms are to be signed by no less than 2 persons who are registered voters in the area of authority of each district assembly. By law, the presidential candidate is also required to designate a person to serve as his or her vice presidential candidate. Further, the presidential candidate is required to deliver the forms to the commission on the date prescribed by the commission. As part of the commission's efforts to ensure a transparent, credible, and accountable process, the commission has developed a detailed checklist that embodies the criteria to be satisfied by presidential candidates as prescribed by law. The checklist will guide the scoring and awarding of marks by teams established by the commission to scrutinize and review each nomination form submitted. As in 2020, the commission has established 2 teams which have been tasked to review all forms submitted. The technical team has been tasked to review forms to ensure that the presidential candidates meet the qualifications as set out by law, namely that the candidate is at least 40 years of age, that he or she has satisfied all tax obligations, and that he or she has nominated a vice presidential candidate, among others.
Now, she also warned the committee set up to scrutinize the documents to be guided by the rules.
The guiding principle for both teams is clear. They are to operate within the confines of the law. They are not to exercise discretion in the matter. Above all, they have been tasked to be fair and yet firm in executing their duties. We have no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, that the process will be transparent, fair, and peaceful. Additionally, we are confident that the 5-day period provided for the filing process, as opposed to the 2-day process prior to 2020, will allow enough time for presidential candidates to correct errors identified in their forms.
That's EC Chairperson Jean Mensah there. My colleague James Savegi is joining us live from the EC headquarters. James, let's talk about the Vice President's filing of nomination. Let's talk more about it. Hello, James.
Hi, my pal.
So I was asking you to tell us more about the Vice President when he came to file his nomination.
Well, he was accompanied by almost the entire party machinery, including the chairman of the party, Mr. Stephen Inti, the general secretary, Justin Kodia, as well as the majority leader, Alexander Afenyumakin, and former party chairman, Freddie Blay. In his brief address to the EC, he said he is affirming his commitment to peace ahead of the election, as he called on also back the EC to deliver a credible election in 2024.
And for me, it is personally a very historic opportunity to submit these forms for the first time as a presidential candidate, because we are embarked on this process, which is an election, and these are part of the processes towards the December 7th election. And we need God to continue to bless our country. What we are trying to do is to help uplift our country. We don't want to tear down our country.
That's Vice President and leader of the NPP, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia there. But James, tell us more about who else has filed their nomination. We're expecting the NDC to also file their nomination later this afternoon, but who else has been able to do so?
I can say that already, although John Mahama's filing is at 2 p.m., some party supporters are already massing up at the EC headquarters. So far, 5 candidates have filed to the vice president, including Kofi Akpaloo, the candidate for LPG, has filed. Nana Kwame Bediako, Cheddar, has also filed. Christian Kwame Andrews of the Ghana Union Movement, as well as one Samuel Appiah-Dankwah, an independent candidate, have all filed their nominations. We are expecting 4 more persons to add up to the number of 9 persons expected to file their nomination on the first day of the exercise.
I'd like to thank the Etra Committee for receiving my nomination this morning, finding time to receive it, I really appreciate it. And I will know for sure I will be number one on the ballot. And I want all Ghanaians to rally behind LPG, vote Kofi Akpaloo to be the next president of Ghana.
Well, so that's Kofi Akpaloo, the leader of the LPG. Let me take you live to the NPP's headquarters, where the vice president visited after submitting his form. So my colleague Kenneth Jesse is there for us. Kenneth, what has Dr. Bawumia been saying, and what's the situation at the party headquarters, you'd say?
Well, the NPP flag bearer started by thanking the party supporters for electing him. He pledged to transform the nation through his highly touted digitalization agenda. And of course, he didn't spare the chance to throw some jabs at his main opponent, John Dramani Mahama, accusing him of wanting to reset Ghana back to the days of Dumso, no chalk for students, among others.
It is clear, and our opponents a year ago seemed very confident. But today, rather than being confident, they seem very angry as they see themselves losing this election. The bad driver who could not manage the car passed in Sawam says today he wants to reset, that he wants to take us back to before in Sawam. We who took the car from before in Sawam to Wale Wale, who created more jobs than you did, who built more roads than you did, who constructed more hospitals than you did, built more schools than you did.
Well, that's Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. Let's head to Wale Wale now, where the delegates are voting to select a parliamentary candidate for the NPP after that High Court ruling. Ilyasu Tanko is there for us. Ilyasu, what's the situation?
Well, MFA, the situation is getting tense, minute by minute. As we speak, voting is vigorously ongoing, but there's also serious and palpable tension outside because of a number of reasons, including the claims by Dr. Kabiru Mahama that the electoral process hasn't been fair, and those managing the election in the constituency haven't been fair because, first of all, there was a change of date, which Kabiru said claimed that he was not informed. There's also information that the presidency and all the regional executives are currently in support of the incumbent MP. And so as we speak, a number of reasons are making supporters of Kabiru very, very angry. Mm-hmm. A while ago, the Northern Regional Chairman of the NPP, Mohamed Samba, has just been chased away by the angry youth, believed to be supporters of Dr. KB. The reason is that he's suspected of carrying undeclared or unofficial ballot materials into the voting centers, where the executive have refused the media access into this particular voting center. And so the youth demanded to search his vehicle. He refused, and that brought a whole lot of confusion. The police, the security are currently trying to manage the situation. But there's a growing anger among supporters of Dr. KB, who are claiming abundantly that the regional executives in some elements of the presidency are trying to rig or steal the vote for the incumbent member of parliament. So there's a lot of tension outside here.
Okay, talk of the tension, though. You mentioned earlier that the media is being prevented from covering portions of the elections. What exactly is the reason that has been given?
Well, since the start of the process, there have not been any clear communication by the executives and the leadership of this particular party organizing this particular election. And so there's no explanation as to why the media has refused entering into the voting ground. The delegate themselves, some of them are somehow prevented from accessing this particular voting center. So there have not been any explanation given by these particular executives for refusing the media are entering into the voting center.
Okay, that's my colleague Ilias Utanko there, monitoring the Wali Wali election of the parliamentary candidate for the area following the Supreme Court ruling on the matter. Let me take you live to Kumasi now, and the 2024 Ghana Bar Association Conference is live in Kumasi. Earlier, the Attorney General Godfred Yeboah-Dammi says the current NPP government will not relent in prosecuting all persons found to be involved in illegal mining, popularly called Galamsey. Well, he's been addressing them and concluded that some foreigners who have been convicted for engaging in Galamsey, 76 persons, he says, have so far been convicted, including foreigners for engaging in Galamsey. According to the AG, up to 850 persons are currently on trial in 140 different cases over illegal mining.
Illegal mining, Galamsey, continues to cause incalculable damage to our forest reserves and water bodies. In the teeth of the difficulties prosecutors encounter in the courts in the prosecution of illegal mining offences, the criminal division has enjoyed some success, even though there is still room for more to be done. From August 2021 to date, at least 76 persons, including 18 foreigners, have been convicted. They include the acclaimed Chinese Galamsey Queen, Aisha Huan, who was convicted on 4th December 2023 of offences committed between 2014 and 2016 in the era of the previous government. Most of the convicts were sentenced under the new law at 995 to a minimum of 15 years plus a hefty fine for a non-Ghanaian. Currently, over 140, minimum of 15 years plus a heavy fine in the case of a Ghanaian and a minimum of 20 years plus a fine for a non-Ghanaian. Currently, over 140 cases of illegal mining involving over 850 accused persons are being prosecuted in court in the Western, Eastern, Ashanti, Greater, and Upper East regions of Ghana. Some are near conclusion.
We can also hear from the Chief Justice Gertrude Tokonu, who says the rules of court is currently being amended to introduce timelines for parliamentary election petitions. She also expressed hope that there will be no presidential election petition after the 2024 polls.
The Rules of Court Committee has worked on amendments to the High Court Civil Procedure Rules CI 47-2004 to introduce dedicated rules on the resolution of parliamentary elections. It was noted in previous election cycles that the absence of a dedicated time frame for resolution of parliamentary disputes and the subjecting of such disputes to the regular procedural rules of court led to horrendous abuse of the adjudicatory process. These amendments seek to address this phenomenon and introduce further measures for expedited hearings, such as electronic service of court processes. Further amendments of the Supreme Court Rules CI 16 to improve the time frame for hearing of any presidential election petition, which I hope will not occur, is also in progress.
Chief Justice Gertrude Tokonu. Well, last night on the Pro, President of the Ghana Bar Association, Yawe Champo-Mwafo, has been refuting claims that the GBA goes silent when the NPP is in office and refuses to speak on key national issues.
We don't read the Book of Lamentations in the time of Hebrews. I don't know how people don't seem to get it that activism under military rule is different from activism under a constitutional democracy. You cannot use analog materials in the time of digital. So the issue that people, I keep on drawing people's attention is that activism generally has changed. Do we get nooks going at a looter like the days of the 70s and the 80s when the GBA is attacking the Champong government for UNIGOV or the PNDC era? It's totally different from a constitutional democracy.
We are talking about a democracy under the NDC government, which the GBA was the loudest when it comes
that's
to
what
national
I'm saying.
Issues.
I'm coming, MFA, I come
and it appears
to that.
You've
asked,
gone
I've
to sleep
this question.
Under the NDP.
No, MFA, I've asked anybody to point out since 2001, when President Kufuor took office, to now, what an MPP president did, the bar kept quiet, that an NDC president did, that the bar condemned. The PNDC metamorphosed into the NDC. So you have, it's like a corporate takeover of liability. At times, this allegation that the bar is anti-NDC is the PNDC era.
That's Yao Boafo, is the GBA president. The full interview on the probe is available on all our social media platforms. Let's take a quick break here on the Midday News. Live on Joy, 99.7 FM here in Accra. In Kumasi on Love, 99.5 FM. We are live on myjoyonline.com. It's supported by Petrol Soul Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams. We return from the break. We have sport and church leaders unite in battle against illegal mining following fiery call by former Ghana Pentecostal Council president for the resignation of the Lands and Natural Resources Minister.
Wicked leader!
Now we are having children with two heads. Look at the way church is quiet about this menace.
When you speak like I'm speaking, immediately you are branded because somebody was not happy. But beloved, we can't all shut up.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
*712# hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest
*712# hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
Go.
The luckiest
*712# hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest
*712# hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
*712# hash.
You could be the luckiest.
Let's do sports. Achu is the luckiest. What's up?
We're hoping the Black Stars of Ghana will have the best of luck today in Morocco. They're taking on Niger in a second Group F AFCON 2025 qualifier at the Bekani Municipality
Stadium.
On a
better pitch?
On a better pitch. Okay. Here's Stars coach Otuadu.
Watch a lot of games that they play, and they look strong. They have good players in their team, and they play together as a team. So we have to be aware of that. That they have good strikers. They defend very well. Tactically, they are well educated. So it's not going to be easy. But I'm sure that if we do our best, if we can create as much chances as in the last game against Angola, we will force the luck to come back to us.
That game is at 4 p.m. There's live commentary on Joy 99.7 FM.
Thank you very much, Victor. Now let's focus on Galamsey. And no to Galamsey is the hashtag still on. And individual church leaders have intensified their fight against the plague of illegal mining, or Galamsey, recognizing the devastating impact on both the environment and the livelihoods of congregants. Perez Chapel's Archbishop Charles Ajinasare and Alabaster International Ministries Prophet Kofi Odjo used their pulpits to rally their members to demand action from government. By the former president of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council, Reverend Professor Paul Frimpong Manso, had begun this recent campaign the week before, urging them to rise or the nation is doomed.
Probably their style is different, but where we are now is a matter of putting away any diplomatic stuff and take the situation at hand and tell leaders that they should change, they should act. In fact, I wish we demand from the political parties in their manifestos what they have said concerning Galamsey. You know?
Well, that's Reverend Paul Frimpong Manso there. We can now hear from Archbishop Charles Ajinasare and Prophet Kofi Odjo.
The water that our water treatment plants will be so saturated with chemicals
because the chemicals to purify it will be so much that we can't even be able to drink. By the time you are drinking water that has been bottled in this country, you'll be killing yourself. May God give us the will, the political will and the strength. And as citizens, may we be able to confront this thing. There's no faithfulness. We are not faithful. When you speak like I'm speaking, immediately you are branded. Because somebody was not happy. But beloved, we can't all shut up.
Wicked leader!
Now we are having children with two heads. Children with only three fingers. If it comes more, 17 fingers. We are having birth deformations from the chemicals of this madness. And we have a president of this country. We have a cabinet of this country. We have a parliament of this country who looks on irresponsibly. Look at the way church is quiet about this madness. Your members are going to be dying of kidney failures and leukemia and all kinds of cancers from this. This galamsey thing is not going to be a joke. I mean, when are we going to re-fix this? We have been now so pervious across America. Now, do you see America doing this? Greed! Greedy people.
And of course, the Catholic Bishops' Conference on their contribution to the recent campaign. But Most Reverend Matthew Kwesi Jemfi insists the conference is still very much in the fight. He spoke to my colleague, Mami Senior Mitchell Thompson.
No year that we don't talk about galamsey. Man, the point is, why is galamsey still there? Where are those who have been given the power and the authority and the backing of the law to ensure that this dangerous, devastating thing does not go on? Do we even have to tell them, with the district assemblies, with the members of parliament, with the chiefs, the traditional chiefs, the president of Ghana, do the executive, the judiciary, these have the powers and have been given the authority to ensure that these things do not go. Where are they?
Now to the Western region, where in the Ampatano community, young girls face the daunting challenge of walking over 3 hours to the nearest town for school. The exhausting journey through forest and dangerous paths has forced many of the girls to drop out. With no junior high school in their town, some have decided to stay home, leading to a rise in teenage pregnancy. Theodore Koku Mauto reports.
10-year-old Elizabeth Ajim has always wanted to be a nurse, but she dropped out of school a year ago. She is pregnant, almost due for delivery.
The man who got me pregnant used to walk with me to school in Asemasa. We went to school together and walked back home together. When it rains, the path becomes very muddy. So if one is not careful, they could fall and dirty their uniform. Even on regular days, the journey is very long. All these made me dislike going to school.
Elizabeth is one of several other girls in Ampatano who could not take the long walk to school in the next town, Asemasa.
I wanted to be a nurse, but when I look at my situation now, I can't be a nurse anymore.
And that's Koku Mauto's report there. And it's time now to join from Botswana. All the way from Botswana.
Dumela MFA Oto Jile Jang. So
what
that's Setswana. That's Setswana. That's Setswana, one of the languages.
You get Bangu there.
No Bangu. So I was eating a lot of Sichua. It's pounded beef.
That's why I want to hear the story.
You have Sunday to taste edition. That. I told half of it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The other half will be next week.
Latest burger in town.
Botswana burger.
What are people talking about?
They are talking about a lot of things. You know, the bar conference is happening in Kumasi, and the Chief Justice Gertrude Torkon, who has been speaking. Now, guess what? Usually, you know, the vocatives, the introductions, you know, Mr. Chairman and all of that. He forgot to mention the husband.
Oh.
You listen.
I am